Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
It's John and Lance.
I destroyed.
John's ripping Coors Light families apart.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
By the way, you just heard the big sips. Lance, did you try that out at the golf tournament? Did you try the big sips thing?
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah, I had that one chocolate.
The chocolate one?
Yeah, I wanted to see what that tasted like. I'm like, huh. It was good.
It tasted like chocolate milk.
Yeah, it was good.
I was like, this is good.
Dangerous.
It was dangerous, too, yeah. Because there's alcohol in there. And, yeah, those are good. Holy cow. Try those big sips. They're good. They really are good. So the Texans had their golf tournament yesterday, and Cal and Hannah were out there,
I did not get the invite yesterday.
I didn't get an invite either. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know why I haven't gotten an invite since I left the organization. I don't know why. Then I don't know what happened there. But Mike Timone also was there.
Maybe it's because you call him Timon and Pumbaa. Maybe that's one of the reasons. That you say, okay.
No, I never.
Timon and Pumbaa.
Timon and Pumbaa, that's not it. That wasn't what I was thinking. I was thinking of Timon from the Fast Times.
Oh, Mike Timone.
Yeah. That's who I was thinking of. Well, he's not selling us tickets. He's not gouging us.
Well, he does want you to buy tickets from him. Actually.
Well, he does. Yeah. He does want you to buy
actually,
tickets.
There's some similarities there.
To a football team.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, though, I'm hoping it's a better deal but that this Mike Timone is having than that Mike Timone was having. And he also was asked, hey, y'all leaving? Or what you doing? What's going on with the stadium and the search and what's happening with Reliant? And here was Mike Timone.
I mean, the focus, I'll even get a little more micro. The focus is Reliant Park. Like, that is our focus. And so the reason we feel that way is if you take a step back and you look at Reliant Park, just the attributes of it, you have 350 contiguous acres on major arteries with the 610 and soon to be the third largest city in the United States. Like, that is pretty special. And so when we think about our partnership with the rodeo, we're both aligned on, we'll do everything we can to make it work on that specific site because we really think that can be transformative.
Well,
tell them what your problem is, Dale, with that one. And you're not the only one, Dale, who
610?
Heard
this.
Get the 610. Embarrassing.
He said the 610?
He said the 610. Someone. Get them up to date on how
from L.A. where they say the 405. You guys don't say 405. They say the 405.
When I was in L.A., we said the 405. We didn't say the 405.
What did you say?
I said 405.
It's changed since you've been gone.
No, it's the here.
I don't know. I
every weather, every traffic, everybody says the.
91. I don't say the 91.
Yeah.
91
freeway. Not in Texas. Mike, I don't know if you heard. You ain't in L.A. no more.
We don't say the 610. We'll say the 610. It's just 610.
It's 610. Well, you could say the 610 loop.
Now, you do say the beltway.
The beltway.
Or the loop.
The loop, yeah. You could say the 610 loop. You can say that. But, yeah. I know you got to say it out here, though, and I got to watch when I'm back in Houston not saying it. Well, that's nice, except something's got to be done with the Astrodome if they're going to do it. There's no way you're going to put up another building if they are, in fact, going to put up another building. John McClain said, why not do it across the street where Astroworld used to be? Although that will be a long walk to the park from the parking lots to at where Reliant is now to across the street.
Just get out of there. That's not that bad.
Well, you got to cross
people. We do that all the time when we park over there to go to the rodeo. If you don't park inside the stadium, if you want to,
well,
park
that, like that's the about as long as it gets.
Oh, it's a little more than a mile. It's not that bad.
Yeah, in Houston in August.
No, that's perfect. That's exactly what you're looking for.
No,
I guess it is August, but.
Yeah. I mean, no, that's I did that in L.A. in Las Vegas.
Wait, why are you walking from there over to there?
Well, because if they put it on the other side
of parking space,
if they put it on the other side of the 610, then they
but you're going to put parking over there too.
Well, that, not as much. A lot of the parking is going to be on the other side.
Hey, here's
on the side it is now.
Build a garage that goes upwards instead of just having to do everything flat space.
As if it's not hard enough to get out of there now. Are you kidding? Getting stuck in a garage?
Yeah, garages suck. If you get, that's why you do like I do. You leave early. Avoid getting stuck. Like all you dummies who get stuck. Yeah, I missed, you know.
The greatest comeback in Super Bowl history.
Super Bowl comeback, but, you know, that's a small price to pay.
The greatest comeback in Super Bowl history you missed, but you got home. Got out of there early.
And I watched the end of it with a bunch of gloating Patriots fans at a hotel, which is not ideal where my car was parked. I was like, oh, my God, I got to watch them win.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway.
Holy Gronk. Like, oh, no. What did you do, Kyle Shanahan, with your play calling? What did you do?
So staying in the Reliant Park area is nice. Is nice. That's a good sign. I think they're backing off of a lot of this stuff. You know, at first, hey, we got to get a new stadium. We need the support of the community. No, you ain't getting any support.
But they are doing the Toro. What's the real name? We call it Toro Town. What's the real name?
Toro
District?
Compound?
District, no. I believe.
What is it?
Toro District.
Toro District, yeah.
Is it?
You're still going to have that, though.
Yeah. Well, no. But that's for their facility, their compound where everybody goes.
And what is this going to be for?
This is for the games. The games are going to stay in Reliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, the stadium is going to stay.
No,
that's what they're talking about. The stadium's going to stay there, not Toro Land.
But they're not talking about a new stadium.
Well, no. Not anymore.
Not that you know of.
Yeah, not that I know of.
Not currently publicly.
Or it's a major renovation.
It'll pop back up if they win a Super Bowl.
It'll take, might as well build
a stadium.
Let
them win a Super Bowl, everything's on the table.
Is Houston still in the rotation for Super Bowls?
Not
really.
Is the
building still up to snuff?
Not unless everybody comes up with a new stadium. Let's go.
Let's build a new stadium so we get a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
This is the dumbest thing in the world. We get plenty of Final Fours. We get a World Cup. Who cares about Super Bowl? Big deal anyway. I don't. No one in this city should care except for a few businesses.
I'm going to send that to Raj.
Oh, Raj has already got. Everyone else is getting them. I'm saying, Houston, we don't need it. We don't need a new stadium. We don't need a new stadium.
Well,
you decided to build this raggedy
ass. We
kind of
do either that or put about $500 million into this one.
Why? What's wrong with it?
Oh, it's got it needs major stuff.
Like what?
Well, first of all, it doesn't have a roof. Other than that, that works. There's $500 million right there.
We don't ever we don't want it open.
But it's even
too
when
hot
it's,
or too cold. What roof do you need? They don't want it open ever.
Even when you can't. It rips apart every time it rains.
Doesn't matter.
Did you see the freaking rain pouring in there?
Because they never opened it. It probably was broken because it never got open.
It was broken because of the little thing we like to call a hurricane.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. A hurricane hit it, so let's build a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess what? Hurricanes are going to keep rolling
in. Guess
what?
A lot of people have to rebuild.
You don't have to rebuild. The stadium wasn't gutted by a hurricane.
Well, if you want to keep up with the Bengals, then you better start.
This is dumb. We don't open the stadium anyway. You don't need a retractable roof. We're not going to open it anyway. Even when it's nice outside, 58 degrees is too cold for you, so you don't need to be in the retractable roof business anyway. Let's just be honest. 58 is an amazing day to watch football. 58 is an incredible day in the stadium, and that's too cold. 64 they deem to be too cold. So 64 is too cold. You don't need to be in the open roof stadium business. There's no reason to have that expense. I'm being dead serious here. After all these years of watching Texans and talking actually to people who talked about what the number is it has to be between for weather, there's really no reason to have there's no reason. What do you have? Maybe three dates max all year that you would do it. Don't even add the extra expense. For what? You're not going to open the stadium. We're not stupid. You're not going to do it.
They don't do it.
They don't do it. I don't know why. I mean, yeah. if it's over 45 degrees, open it up. We'll just wear coats. It'll be fine.
Yeah. We don't need a new stadium, bruh. If they built a stadium in the old Astroworld lot, they could repurpose those trams they used to bring you. Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's
that's a
true.
Good idea right there. And have it go over the 610.
I hate to do this, but what would you guys like to do at the Astrodome? 713-780-3776.
Oh, no. Shut up. No, we're not
guys,
doing that.
Give us a call. Tell us your plans for the Astrodome. 713-780-3776.
No.
Do you like Astrodome radio?
We ain't doing that. Okay, stop already. What would you like to do with the and with Vince or Reggie? Which one? Which
we
one
do actually
want?
Have a caller.
We do.
It is Chris in the Woodlands. Have you ever heard of Chris in the Woodlands?
Never have.
Yeah, that's one of our callers, and he's there right here right now. What's up, Chris?
Hey guys, love your show.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. First of all, I love the Astrodome. I went there as a kid quite a few times, and the walk across to Astroworld across that little bridge. I remember walking over thousands of teenagers going out, but my recommendation is just to, nostalgia is one thing, but just bring it to the ground, man. I'm over it at this point. Secondly, my Rocket comment and question was, Lance, I more and more agree with you about not bringing in Giannis because it's going to deplete us and make us really, really old. But I do have two veterans maybe that we can think about adding to the roster to bolster next year. And Steven Adams and Fred VanVleet are the two that I think I want to add back to the roster and bolster it. And if you think about how young our roster was this year, I think Reed, I know we dog on him a lot, but I think the third year he averaged 14 points this year in a role that really wasn't his. Just giving him some comfortability back, I think, could be helpful. Not expecting Amen to bring the ball up. You think about like last year when he dominated, you know, and was first team all defense, he was on the baseline kind of patrolling down there. And this year we kind of had to have him up at the top of the key so people could sag off him. So I hope that we just bring in somebody that's offensive minded to pair with Ime if he'll set his pride aside and listen to maybe somebody that runs an offense, and then have Adams and VanVleet back and maybe get somebody to drop.
It may not be popular, but I'm actually on board with running it back. And here's my big concern, though. I do think there needs to be a move. Rafael Stone talked about finding a shooter on the back end of the roster. Reed Shepard, I'm coming to realize, I know he's a defensive liability. He's going to get some steals, but he's from an on-ball defensive standpoint, he's a liability. But the sad reality is he is not an elite shooter. He is not a guy that when he gets an open look, he's going to bury it. That's not who he is. He's a streaky shooter. And he doesn't profile that way. Little white guy from Kentucky, like you just say, oh yeah, this guy, man, he's a dead eye shooter. Yeah, he can shoot from range, but I saw way too many shots where he had open looks. He's a volume shooter who runs in streaks. He is not the standard catch, and if I'm open and you leave me wide open, it's in. That's not who he is. So now you got a streaky shooter with below average ball handles, ball handling, and below average on ball defending. I got a little bit of a problem with expecting more minutes and more output from Reed. I don't know if that's going to happen. I really don't, because he needs to become a more elite shooter. Is what he needs to become.
Okay? What is elite shooting for you? 3-point range.
What is an elite shoot? From range? Oh, he needs to be probably about 41-42%.
Yeah, he was 39.4.
Yeah, he needs to be higher than that.
It's not. Yeah, he needs to be higher if he's a specialist like that. And he really improved from year one to year two. I mean, and he got more minutes, 26 minutes a game. He took more than twice as many shots as he did his first year.
What? Dale, we've got Astrodome calls. What's the problem? It's just like I asked for. Astrodome calls are here. It's about time. Dell's shooting fingers at me, John.
Reed
He's shooting
improved
double
drastically
fingers.
Over year one, and he was better.
He was better,
he
but
was better.
He needs to become a great shooter. That's his job.
Right.
He's not a ball handler, and he's not a defender. Right. You got one job, son. Shoot the rock, and when the ball's in your hands and someone's not guarding you, it must go in. I don't know what else to say. Like, he should be over 50% in unguarded threes.
Yeah. Yep.
Well over 50, honestly.
And he was, well, and in postseason, he was just awful.
Oh,
but
terrible.
That was his first postseason, so we got to give him a little bit of a break. All right.
A little bit of a break. Jalen got traded after his first postseason.
D- Do you want the dome or not?
Yeah, there he is. 713-7. Astrodome talk right now.
Astrodome. Yes, it's yay or nay. Okay.
Yeah. What are your
hurry
plans
up, let's
for the
get
Astrodome?
In. Who's there? Who's there, Dell?
Well, yeah. Adele's mad because Jalen got traded and Reed's not going to. Adele's saying, it feels like racism.
It's oh, God. Oh, that's terrible.
Except they traded for a black player. Dude.
NBA. If you're accusing someone in the A of NBA of racism?
I mean, the proof is in the pudding. And if Reed remains after his awful postseason, I know where I'm going.
Where are you going?
I know how my show's going to go.
Okay.
How racist are the Rockets?
Let's talk Astrodome, Dell. Who's up?
We got a break.
Break
no,
first.
No, we got real momentum building.
On the other side.
We got real momentum building for Astrodome Radio.
Now 8:16.
Do you want the Astrodome raised or not?
Astrodome?
All right. Well, here's the deal. I want HRMP. I want your company to have HRMP. We have HRMP. We love HRMP. You will too. I was with Chris and Kevin last week. We played some golf. Mike Moore was there. It was fun. Great time had by all, and HRMP was in the middle of all of it for us. They are partners with us, and they partnered with us on a nice party, and they also are I heard them talking. I'm not going to say which one, but one of our clients, you know, said, yeah, it's getting really, really tough. We're growing as a company, and we really do need some direction in this stuff because it's getting difficult. HR and payroll are getting difficult. And Chris was like, well, okay, here, we'll talk. And we can help you. We can help you through the tougher times. You don't know payroll. You don't know HR. You don't know taxes. That's not your expertise. You do what you do. Let HRMP do what it does. You don't know about benefits packages and how difficult and complex and all of the stuff that goes into it. And they help you guide you through that as well. They don't sell it, but they help guide you through that and help you pick the right ones for the size of your company and the kind of company that you have. So HRMP's been there, done that, knows it. It's their expertise. Use their expertise to help you do it better and more economically. You are not as good as they are at payroll and HR because you just don't do that. They do. HRP.net. Let them come and give your business take a look at your business and absolutely free, give you an estimate of what they can do for you at HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. It's time to play What Should We Do with the Dome? Okay, you have an opinion. I know what mine is. It's an historical site. In 1,000 years, people are going to be flocking to Houston like they do Rome. To see the Coliseum.
I just did this on purpose to try to just disrupt the show.
I know, and you just
Astrodome
did.
Radio, look, people actually called. I want to burn it down. I want to blow it up, burn it down. If you're not going to put anything cool inside of it, just erase the whole thing.
If they said that about the, we never have the Coliseum right now.
Yeah, this isn't the Coliseum. What was played in here? A bunch
of
losing games.
Yeah, it kind of is. It's our Coliseum.
That's not our Coliseum. No one who was born here even wants it. Yeah. We all want to throw it away. It's a rat trap.
Well, if we put some
get
cats
rid of it.
In there, we'll be fine.
They got rid of Yankee Stadium, gone. Polo Grounds, gone.
Yeah, but they don't care about stuff.
But Astrodome stays?
Very short-sighted.
The home of what? Monster truck rallies?
Very short-sighted. Very short-sighted.
And a team
I'm thinking
that
about
choked
the long-term health of people thousands of years from now. Okay.
Oh, that,
I care
they
about.
They can't wait to
be
come
around.
To, literally, that's like people going to a museum to go see a typewriter. No one's going to care. Oh, this is the precursor? The typewriter? Yeah. Cool.
Oh, it will be. It will
They're
be.
They're going to go in there as, how is this ever a thing? This looks terrible.
Do you remember when we were inducted last year into the Texas Radio Hall of Fame? There was so much old radio equipment there at the site. It's, like, so cool. And I went looking, you don't care. Oh, it's not new. I don't care about it. Well, this is how we started, okay? And this is and I like that. And this is how we develop race.
You know, nobody's gonna come. Like, people are gonna come from out of town. Like, I've got to go see the Astrodome. Did you hear, guys? They're doing tours of the Astrodome. This is amazing. It's a big cavernous space with nothing in it anymore. You know, they've gutted the whole thing.
Yeah.
What are you looking at exactly?
That's great. That is awesome.
All right. Get some of these important calls in here, John.
Okay.
I'm just going to take this segment off. I did my job. Kill a segment.
Did Michael bring food again today? Is that why you did this?
No, I just want to kill this segment. No.
Okay. Dell, who's up?
Let's go to Lloyd. Lloyd has thoughts on the Astrodome.
Lloyd, what do you think, Lloyd?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Classic show as always. Thank you, Dale. John, your idea of the Coliseum, I actually thought about that. That's not a bad idea at all. I like what you're thinking, but to be honest with you, I'm not worried about the people in the future. I'm worried about the present. And, you know, I've had some fond memories at the Astrodome, like a lot of y'all had. It's the eighth wonder of the world. But it's going to be two things you could do with it. You're either going to tear it down and give us back Six Flags or even a Disney World like they've been talking about doing forever. I'm tired of Dallas having a Six Flags and San Antonio having a Six Flags. Either one of those cities are better than us. They don't deserve it. Or you make it some big Texas Mall of America, you know, because we all want money, right? It's a capitalistic society. So you either tear it down and give us Six Flags or you give us a Mall of America. What do you guys think?
If they'd have thought that way about the Coliseum, it'd be, I mean, do you see?
Make more money.
If you just think long term, okay, and what's best for society in the long term, 1,000 years from now, it's going to be like, holy crap, look at this building. The astronauts were in here, and the guy, the scoreboard with the shooting, the cowboy that shoots the gun.
This is from the guy that anytime anyone mentions, hey, that's worse for the environment. I don't care, I'll be dead. You don't care about anyone's future.
You don't care. It's not even going to be. We won't even have a future. AI is about to wreck everything. Just while we're here, just let's just be able to take guns and shoot at it or something like that.
So you throw flamethrowers. How long do you think society lasts?
Not as long as you do. Not based on what the experts who have been in the AI field and now are getting out and warning everyone. Who are saying, oh, this is really bad, guys. We got to put some guardrails up or this is really going to be bad. So, no. That's why I'm playing in my escape. Don't worry.
We'll be dead. I mean, AI is not going to take over the world before we're dead. Ooh. That's for sure.
This man hasn't watched Judgment Day. This man doesn't know nothing.
He hasn't listened to one podcast with a guy who works in AI.
Forget about podcasts. Just watch Terminator 2.
That was made so long ago.
Yeah, exactly. And it's still predicting the future. Even though that's the whole premise of the movie.
Daryl Morey told me, oh, yeah, live your life the best way.
We can take them.
Daryl,
we can
take
them.
No,
what?
We can't.
What are you, dumb?
We'll beat their ass. There's dogs with machine guns on their back.
Stupid ass. Shut up, you dummy. They can literally just shut down a whole grid.
You're done. Take them.
We can't even handle when a red light goes out. When red lights are blinking or go completely out. Oh, everyone's.
What happens to you when your Wi-Fi goes out?
You've lost your mind.
When my Wi-Fi goes out.
What happens then? And you think you can take AI?
Worse than that, cart path only.
Dell worked for AI. He knows the depths of hell. Now Raheel is working for AI. Mm. AI's bossing him around now.
All right. Who's next, Dell?
Got a full board, thanks.
Why did I do this?
I don't know why.
You guys better start treating this as a joke.
No, it's too late.
In the spirit it was meant.
It's too late.
Who's next?
Wayne.
It's literally the whole
Wayne's world right now. What's up, Wayne?
Oh, no, much. Hey, John, I enjoy listening to your show, man. This is my first time to call y'all.
As far as
my concern about the Astrodome, I personally think it should stay up, make it into a museum, as competitive as the one in Fort Worth, make it into a Houston museum of the great legends that once played there in the Astrodome. Like Earl Campbell. The list goes on. Joe Moore,
Nolan Ryan.
Jimmy Wynn. Yeah. Nolan Ryan. You can even put down the period where Mickey Mantle hit his first home run in 65 in the Astrodome.
Right.
You know, and you just make a, like I said, a huge museum out of it of all the great players that once played at the Houston Astrodome at one time.
Thank you.
That's just my opinion.
That's right. No, you're good. That's right. You're absolutely right. We got to keep our traditions alive, okay?
This is on me, John. I got to do better.
Thank you, Wayne. Thanks for listening and calling in. This was so important. Wayne's been listening for years, and he finally called in. That's right. You made this important, Lance. That's why you're a Hall of Famer. That's why you're a Hall of Famer.
John, we got to do better. I got to do better as a coach. I got to make sure and put us in the right position to succeed. And I didn't do that today.
You did. No, you did. Let's get another call in here. What do you think about the Astrodome?
I wish they would grow up. I'm pulling an email here. Everyone here needs to grow up. Woods, Raymond, Keith, y'all need to grow up.
Who's next?
Well, it's Raymond. Knows?
Raymond.
Who's our?
Yes.
What's up?
Hey, man, what's going on? I got one for you, John. The Sphere in Las Vegas turned the dome into one of those spheres where you show the Wizard of Oz and shit.
Hey! He wants to make our own sphere like they have in Vegas where they show Wizard of Oz and ship.
And ship.
But he doesn't say the P.
Yeah, and ship.
Where they show Wizard of Oz. What?
Wait a minute.
We can just go to an IMAX theater, sir.
Well, no. Could you see in the dome it playing on the ceiling?
Actually,
Wizard of Oz?
Actually, to be honest with you, would be pretty tight to have our own sphere.
Yeah. Have a giant sphere.
Watch sporting events at the giant sphere.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
Concerts. Actually, that's not a bad idea.
That's a great idea. Nice
job. Some of your historians, John, your biggest fans who are calling in, are got some good ideas. One guy told me about the history of the Astrodome. I'd never heard that one before.
A new
one.
Yeah, Mickey Mantle. You never heard that?
Yeah, it's nice. New stuff.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Billie Jean King.
Stuff.
Yeah.
One more. Let's get another one in here, Del.
Oh, my God. What have I
done? One more? We got three people. What have I done? This. Let's go to Woods. Woods wants to. Well,
Woods,
give an idea.
What's up?
What's up, fellas? Good morning. Man, you know what we could use the Astrodome to do? We could attract athletes for years. Astros, Rockets, Texans. Make it a multi-level strip club.
Ooh.
The biggest stripper pole in the world. Imagine a chick coming all the way down from the Astrodome roof to the floor on a big old pole. Guinness Book of World Records. Best chicken wings. Nothing better. How about that?
Finally, an actual interesting topic that we've never done multi-level strip club.
No,
can you imagine how many NBA All-Star games we could get?
Oh my God.
Every one of them.
Well, no, we'd be the permanent home.
Magic City's Lemon Pepper Wings, you let them come in, and that's what you do. You allow famous strip clubs from around the world, the Spearmint Rhino, right? Is that the one in Las Vegas? Magic City. You let them come in and you have their own hub, like they have their own club inside there.
Oh, how about
he's actually onto something. You got lemon pepper wings there from Magic City that are available there?
I mean, you're onto something.
He is onto
Coach
something.
Coach Reese wants to make it a huge porn studio. All OnlyFans models can rent film to film content. Go to
Well, door. There is room to create their own suites. Yeah.
How about a giant, we could call it the Deshaun Watson massage parlor?
Nope, we're not doing that here anymore.
We're not gonna label it with his name.
No, he didn't get unless he wants to.
Well,
no,
I mean,
no.
He's like the king of. Isn't on. He the king of massages?
You want your name on something? We need $300,000.
$300,000.
I mean, I'm sorry, $300 million.
John, you said you wanted this.
That's
to be
all right. He's got it.
You said you want to be serious,
historical, and remember. You want to put Deshaun Watson's name
Deshaun
on something?
That's Watson, what people are going. Memorial massage.
You're not being serious about it. This was a serious conversation. Now you.
Oh, no. Oh, but a giant strip club, that's being serious.
Actually, yes. Multi-level club. You don't think people would go there?
We're just
actually,
not going to label
be.
It after Deshaun. Come on.
It's a fun house. Now, I would not have one pole going from the top to the bottom.
That seems
people
dangerous.
People falling to their desk nonstop.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, sir.
Was,
we
some,
can't do
we
that,
We got to pull
sir.
Back on some of your idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, you are like You know, and you can open up, obviously, food. You can, no, you can't open food courts there. That's part of the food and beverage is part of what makes, you know, that's part of the strip club industry. That's part of where they make their profit.
Yeah. Hey,
Woods had an idea that has not been brought up that I think some of your senior historians who listen to the show are not going to love that idea, John.
No, a giant strip club.
Multi-leveled, where you have multiple clubs in there.
I get
from
it.
Around the world.
Yeah.
Remember Tour 18,
so
the golf tournament?
You could go to Sweden. Okay. You could go to Norway.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. Do you remember Tour 18?
Croatia.
What was Tour 18, John?
But all the different holes from around the country.
This is the same concept. You're just bringing in different clubs from around the world are all in one place.
Atlanta, Lemon Pepper. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
Monday night's DR night. I want to feel like I'm in the DR Monday night.
The Dominican Republic?
Go to the DR club on Monday night. Then Tuesday night, maybe I want to go to Atlanta.
Maybe you want to go to Colombia.
Yeah, just to Brazil. Just depends.
Oh, yeah.
Now John's coming around now. Wood's not so bad with that idea.
Not so bad.
I can see it. I'm not sure you want to. I'm not sure that's what God intended. I'm just not sure.
God intended for you to name it the Deshaun Watson
Astrodome? No, that probably wasn't the best idea either.
No.
Okay.
If we're talking about what God intends.
Yeah. Probably not the best idea. We got a break. 713-780-3776. Apparently, this is a holiday show. Because nice job, Lance. Don't go anywhere.
Lance ESPN. Is on this show. A couple of the callers didn't acknowledge that Lance existed.
Well, the older
Houston
ones.
We said hello, John.
The older ones. What excuse is that? He's been around as long as you have. The older ones.
Tell Houston we said hello, John.
All right.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Astros surprisingly lost yesterday to Yamamoto. I mean, when you got a matchup like Okert versus Yamamoto, I don't know how you lose that game.
Well, I watched it, and I was watching the game at the same time I was watching Knicks and Sixers as the Knicks were pulling away, and it felt the same. Like this battering that the Knicks were giving the Sixers, watching Ryan Weiss getting raked around the yard, felt the same as the Knicks pouring it on. Like, there's an article from Chandler Rome detailing the crisis they have with their pitching staff and why Espada had to give Ryan Weiss to the Dodgers as a sacrifice just because he had no other option than to let him go as long
as
he could.
How terrible is this guy?
He's bad, but he had to pitch last night because they had nothing
else.
How
is he on the roster?
Because his arm works. Not well as far as, you know,
no, not
getting
well.
Guys out.
He's got a 2-1-2 whip, and we're not like three games in.
But he can still pitch, so that's why he's on
the
roster.
He can still actually throw.
He can go out
Chaz
there and throw.
Chaz is better than him. Well, bring Chaz back.
Don't
remember
be a
Chaz?
Complete joke out there.
I don't know if
joke.
Chaz had a bigger whip as he did.
Yeah. No, he didn't. He's given up. This guy's given up 8 home runs in 26 innings.
He's out there.
It's one of the worst numbers in the history of baseball.
He's out there because someone has to be out there.
30 strikeouts, 20 walks, 8 home runs in 26 innings. He's given up 22 earned runs and 35 hits. Absolutely horrific. He's on pace for 36 homers allowed. He's not even a starter. I mean, has started before, but not on this team. He's not going to be a starter.
Look at these
outings. Good Lord.
The good news is you got Ohtani tonight against Peter Lambert.
You know how upset Jim Crane has to be? The two Dodger Japanese All-Stars come to town and his guys in Sugarland tonight. You know what he thought this day could have been? Imai versus Yamamoto or Imai versus Ohtani instead. It's who was it tonight? Lambert versus Ohtani because Imai's got anxiety or whatever we're calling it.
He's got a tired, fatigued arm.
Fatigued arm, but he's able to pitch in Sugarland.
Yeah.
Is he, though?
Well, he's pitching tonight.
Well, he's going to try.
Him and Hader are supposed to go tonight.
He's going to try.
How about that? What? Josh Hader coming back, turning the season
around.
Well,
you have to actually have the lead for Hader to matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what is that?
We've had plenty of leads.
Well, not that many.
Not that many.
And the
bullpen
maybe
he could close
anyway.
Like the fourth inning.
Here's Ryan Weiss. He's appeared 9 times, given up a home run in 7 of those 9 appearances, including 6 straight games he's given up a home run. 6 straight.
Well, that's not that bad. I mean, what? How many outings does he have where he gave up 0 runs?
2.
2. That's nice.
Yeah, 2.
Yeah, but some of the games he gives up like 5, so it's hard.
Yeah, 6.
A lot of crooked number games.
6-3-2-2-2-6-0-0-1. But those twos are in 2 1/3.
I mean, look how he's getting better. 0-0-1.
No, those are early.
It's actually getting worse.
But that's just a sign. Remember, CJ was rookie of the year.
And how's that going? So is Ryan Weiss going to cut his hair and get in better shape?
Maybe. Maybe he needs to cut his hair.
Okay.
Lose some weight.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe
he's
this.
He's actually pretty thin.
This is literally our season. And we're only 5 behind.
Yeah, the AOS stinks.
We're 5 behind, but feels like 15.
When the A's feels are like leading the division.
Feels like this season's over.
Yeah, it's not.
36 games in, it feels like.
Oh,
you've
I don't
got
know if
100,
you...
You've got 126 games
I
to
think
go.
You're wishing
maybe you don't
over.
Remember a tombstone.
Who was okay. on that team again?
Ryan Weiss.
No.
Colton Cordon.
No. Who was on the tombstone team again?
The 2004?
Some Astro legends and baseball legends were on
Mike
that team.
Burrows.
Right?
Yeah,
like this team?
Ah.
Oh, really? Altuve's not? Correa?
Pitching staff.
Jordan?
Who? Pitching staff. There's some, like,
Hall of Famers. Oh, Hunter Brown. Never heard of him?
No, I haven't.
No, not,
who's
not
that?
Recently, no.
Who's Hunter Brown?
Tatsuya Imai.
Who?
Who's gonna be a,
who?
Yeah. Yeah.
No one knows him. Oh, the...
Oh, Arrighetti? Oh, Cy Arrighetti?
The Space Cowboy or whatever, the...
Never heard of Cy Arrighetti? Okay.
This season's turned into a big joke.
Yeah.
I so all you can do you. Is joke. Every single game Ryan Weiss has pitched in has been a loss, except for one. When he pitches, they are 1-8.
Well, I think you should use him less.
Ah, well.
I'm for that.
Chandler Rome had a big article about the roster. And
yeah, I just, yeah. We,
the makeup,
I mentioned it, and it speaks to why Ryan Weiss has to go out there.
Right.
They got no one.
There's another, well, I don't
it's
know, how
very,
long is this Ramona?
Very damning.
How long has this Ramona Shelburne and Tim McMahon article been
it's
up?
It's pretty, well, since before the Rockets presser yesterday. I think it was published yesterday,
okay,
early in the
so
morning.
Those are the people he was referring to that don't know the vibes in the locker room.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it came, no. It came, no. This is really about everything. Could be about us. Who knows? But really, they're going after anybody. Big Perk, anybody who's, because Perkins has had stuff to say, it's going against anybody. It just so happened the same thing came out, like, it came out, I don't want to say simultaneously, but about the same time.
Tim McMahon had thoughts
yeah,
on
I think,
a podcast
I think it's about
before
everyone.
The
it's about everyone
article.
Who said that. Yeah. It's about everyone yeah. who has said that.
Brian Geltzeiler had some thoughts on the vibes because of the KD thing. So, yeah, it's been about, once the Rockets went down 3-0, this stuff's really started percolating about what's going on. People were writing the obituaries before the series was actually over. And now,
rightfully, the
notebooks are getting emptied. All the things they think or believe they know about the Rockets, they're telling us now because the season is over.
Yeah. Well, this article by them, I lost all credibility. Why didn't they bring back James Harden? Stop.
I can't have that conversation anymore. Because when people who say that, probably 75% of the time you can't have a... Like, they just won't acknowledge the issue. It's like they won't acknowledge any of the issues you've had with Harden.
Yeah. I mean, Cleveland... Actually,
not to mention the head coach shot him down the first time around.
Yeah, he said no.
He said no.
That's not the kind of team we're having. Except, well...
The head coach did this.
Yeah. It would have been nice to have his shooting, I think, but and they ran the same offense that he ran. It's not like you did anything different. Only you have an actual guy who could.
Okay, if he was just AI with no background and just a number, and didn't have any. Yeah, but James has his background. James has his elimination. James has his off the court stuff where it's not about ball. Like all the things that Ime didn't want the first time around.
If he was actually the guy that Daryl Morey treats players like, just like a stats and
you mean the
guy.
Liar Daryl Morey?
Well, before, but like
the one that James called a liar?
Yeah, sure. But like a guy who was just a player with numbers and analytics and no personality, he'd be pretty good for this team. Because there's – but that stuff actually exists. Who he is as a person and what he means for a franchise and then, you know, the lack of clutchness in certain situations is real. And do I think James Harden would have helped in some instances? Yes. But do I think there's a very real possibility he would have turtled up in the Lakers series? Yes.
Did you see his,
I've seen it.
Did you see his game seven?
Game seven, 3 for 9.
He made his
one
free throws,
for five
though.
From three.
Yeah, he made free throws.
He made free
That's
throws.
Why the numbers don't look as bad.
Yeah. And his rebounds and assists?
Man, he was all right.
He was 6 rebounds, man. 3 assists, yeah. 2 turnovers.
He didn't shoot the ball well.
3-2, yeah.
But that's what we've become accustomed to.
Yeah, that's what I mean. James. He was gonna fade and wither because it was a game seven. It's what he do.
Yeah, it's not that. Yeah, it's nothing new.
It's what he do.
I don't know this selective amnesia when it comes to him for people here.
I don't get it.
Like we all saw it. I guess they always think right around the corner things will flip. Why? Why do you think it's going to turn? I know we're desperate. We watched this team not be able to run offense, and you want an answer. He's proven when it matters, for the most part, he's not going to answer. Why would you want to put yourself through that again?
Yeah, I don't know. It is strange to me as well. It's just a complete, like, I think a lot of people don't care about team building. It's not, for them, it's just who you put. It's like an NBA 2K game. It's just a collection of people on the court, and there is nothing else to consider. You just whatever he does basketball-wise is all he does, even though he's diminished. But it's like there's no historical remember. It's like there's no memory of James Harden for some people, which is strange to me. And maybe we know more about him behind the scenes than some people, but I feel like that's out there. I feel like most of his behind-the-scenes stuff is out there. I don't think that's really a secret.
Like in a 7-game series against the Cavs where he won't get crushed because they wound up winning it, he shot under 40% 3 times.
Yeah, he had somebody to carry him.
Yeah.
He likes being the second. He likes being the, I don't know if he's still like that, but he kind of likes things the way he likes them, but he doesn't love all the pressure that comes with that.
Well, he doesn't handle it really well. That's for sure. Not in elimination games. It's real. It is real. 713-780-3776. You know who else is real? Houston Powder Coaters. Houston Powder Coaters is really the biggest and the best. You're looking for the best way to powder coat whatever it is that you have to have. We were just talking about AI a little while. Oh, Houston Powder Coaters is making a big contribution. There are going to be 3 huge AI places here in the city of Houston. And Houston Powder Coaters, they have to have the compartments that they're in have to be perfect, like not even dusty, or they have to be coated perfect. And Houston Powder Coaters is who they called on because Houston Powder Coaters is the best. So if you are somebody that wants to get whatever it is powder coated, you got a boat, it's starting to rust out, your anchor or any of your boat parts that are rusting out, send it to Houston Powder Coaters. They'll pick it up, deliver it back to you absolutely free. Of course, patio furniture, but whatever it is that you have that's metal, any car parts, bumpers, wheel wells, whatever it is that you have that is metal and you want it to look great, you want it to look like your team's colors, if you're out there tailgating with your patio furniture, your lawn furniture, and you bring it out there, you want your team colors, right? So put that, make them Houston Powder Coaters with those colors. They can make any color that you could possibly imagine with all the combinations that they have. You're looking for the best way to powder coat whatever it is. Houston Powder Coaters is the way to go. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Ask for Robin. Tell Robin that you heard it right here. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
ESPN 97.5.